Milwaukee police say the number of non-fatal shootings in the city is down so far this year compared to January of 2018. And recently, city officials announced both non-fatals and fatal shootings were down for all of last year compared to 2017. The police department is giving some of the credit to a recently installed shoot review model that investigates all individuals involved in every type of shooting. The idea is to try to prevent bad situations from getting worse. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach takes a closer look.
Like pretty much on every block in Milwaukee over the past week, a person using a snowblower cleared the sidewalk in the 2500 block of North 40th Street. This block also had a less common but still too frequent development this month. A shooting occurred here. No one was killed, but a man was wounded. Milwaukee police say overall non-fatal shootings have declined so far this year, continuing last year's decrease. But Chief Alfonso Morales says there are still about 550 Milwaukeeans wounded or killed by bullets each year, a figure he says is unacceptable. He's been bringing together various law enforcement agencies, social service groups, and others to take a closer look at every shooting. Last week, the news media were allowed to listen in on part of the weekly shoot review discussion at the Police Administration Building. Morales gave the group of about 30 a pep talk.
I want to let you know the numbers are looking good. You are the ones that are making it happen. And we want to show about what you do here today so that the public can see that it's not a one-person job.
The subsequent discussion of some recent shooting cases was off the record due to ongoing investigations and possible legal action. Then, when the police said the meeting would focus on very sensitive material, reporters had to leave. But the police department is making 5th District Captain Boris Tursinovich available to talk about the shoot review model. Tursinovich says bringing together various partners allows a more targeted approach to shootings.
To make an analogy to the medical profession, before we were kind of treating a virus with chemotherapy, where you kind of knock out as many good cells as bad cells. Whereas now, we're kind of treating it with an antibiotic which specifically attacks one particular virus.
Tursinovich says the shoot review in Milwaukee was adapted from a similar program in Oakland. He says the approach to the non-fatal shooting victim will vary.
Is the person someone that, you know, we want to bring this to a particular conclusion because they have a significant criminal history and there is a high risk of retaliation? Or is this a completely innocent victim who happened to be walking or driving and, you know, the risk of retaliation is not as high?
The police department is working with several community agencies in hopes of steering some shooting victims toward a better life. One of those organizations is the Alma Center on Milwaukee's north side. Executive Director Terry Strodhoff says her agency has worked with less than 10 people so far under the shoot review model, none of whom wanted to be interviewed. Strodhoff is upbeat about shoot review, but says there are challenges.
There's a lot of fear about unknown people coming into their life and into their family, fear that we're part of an investigation, fear that we're going to be adding further harm or further problems in their family. So it's really, there's an issue with trust.
Strodhoff says the Alma Center might start by building a relationship with a close relative of the victim. She says other victims are willing to go right into job training or other programs. An Alma Center outreach worker, James Cross, says he simply tries to relate to clients.
So that I'm not the enemy, so that I don't seem punitive. There doesn't seem to be repercussions or weirdness involved with associating with me. I'm just another guy.
As for whether the shoot review model is reducing gun violence in Milwaukee, the Alma Center says it's hard to prove when a shooting is prevented. But if the numbers stay down this year, the police department and its community partners say the new focus on all victims ought to get some credit. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.